from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, man. Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey, man. What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too? Hey, man. How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know. Hey, man. What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
The 2-0 pitch. Fastball drilled. High in the air. Deep to left field. Quan watches it fly. Tommy Pham's first home run as a Royal is a go-ahead three-run shot. What a lift for this Royals offense.
I don't know what's better music to your ears. The manager of the Royals, Matt Cotrero, which is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based, female-owned Century Roofing at CenturyRoofingKC.com. Matt, what about that last night? That had to feel great seeing Tommy Pham get his first one for the Royals, put him up 4-1, and then just coast on in and break that streak right open and get ready for Minnesota this weekend.
Yeah, it did feel good. I'm happy for Tommy. I'm happy for the guys, too. You know, it was a tough week. Everybody was aware of that. But the spirit was the same. These guys were competing like crazy, and just things weren't going our way, you know. And that's part of a long season. You know, unfortunately, it happened at the start of September. But, you know, since Tommy's been here, he's put really good at-bats together. The one thing I would disagree with you is coasting to the end. It never feels like you're coasting in a game. You're grinding for every out, and you know every hitter up there has a chance to do something either for you or against you. So it's I didn't feel like we were coasting, but I'll take the 4-1 win.
Yeah, it was great. Like, I felt relaxed last night watching the game unfold and getting that win. Like, you just feel like you get that mojo back. How much of a weight was lifted off of everybody's shoulders with that win last night?
Well, I mean, like we've talked about all year. I mean, it starts with pitching, and Lugo was tremendous. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was kind of the unfortunate part of the losing streak is this. You know, we got some really good starts from guys. You know, one run, two runs, over six plus innings a bunch of times, and you know that's what was unfortunate. But you know, team sports, like, you pick each other up. Sometimes you're going to win a game 10-9. Other times you're going to lose 1-0, and that's what. Infuriating, but what makes it such a great game as well. But Lugo set the tone. You know, we turned some nice double plays behind him. We got some soft contact, and then, you know, four runs in the one inning certainly was a nice boost.
All right, so can you take us kind of inside the clubhouse with Vinny? I mean, we all see his production, obviously, in the lineup. Everybody loves the guy, but what is his impact off the field, inside the clubhouse, that now you guys are missing without him there?
Well, you know, he was away for a few days. Now, he is going to be there. He's going to travel. He's with us. He was there last night in the dugout and, you know, bouncing back and forth between the clubhouse and the dugout. You know, I think he is a big presence. He's got a great personality. He's a guy that likes to keep things light. But so he's not going to be gone. Now, the other part of that is these guys are all so ingrained in their own routines. You know, they're not looking to each other for, hey, what do I need to do now that Vinny's gone? Like, that's just not the reality of how it works. Mm-hmm. But there's no question, you know, that's a blow to us as a team. Now, they said it without anybody else having to say it. It's not do more and try to fill in for Vinny. Just do your part, you know. And that's that. You know, the other part of this is we ran into some really good arms, guys that were throwing the ball extremely well in Houston, and that was tough. That turned out to be a really tough series. But as far as what we're going to miss from Vinny is hopefully not a ton in the clubhouse, because he is going to be around, and I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah, I think it's important. Like, people sometimes don't understand how vital, like, that chemistry is inside that clubhouse, and you remove one player, and it could have a drastic trickle-down effect, if you will, on everybody else inside that clubhouse. So that's good news that he is going to be a part of this thing, because I think we all view Vinny as, like, kind of a leader of this team. Even though he's not Salvi or he's not Bobby, you still view Vinny as kind of that glue guy, for lack of a better term, that kind of holds this whole thing together.
Well, I'm a big believer in everybody's a leader, you know, I mean, and that doesn't mean that they have to call meetings or be vocal or whatever, but you lead from wherever you are. And if you're a rookie, you lead the best you can by example. And that goes to everybody in the clubhouse. Now, certain people are going to be looked to more clearly with their production, and along with that comes certain responsibilities. But I don't look at it as, you know, okay, now somebody else has to be Vinny. That's just not possible. We just have to be the best version of ourselves as much as possible.
Talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero here on 96.5 The Fan, I thought it was interesting last night. You kind of, you know, you see a new team kind of just due to injuries, but it seems like there's not been a skip of the beat with these guys playing in this season. Again, not a coasting season. I will regress from that, but like, I thought it was interesting. You see kind of like new faces in new places, but it's like, it's still the same goal. It's be together as a team, get to October, and try to finish strong in this game. And last night, I think I saw a lot of that from guys that have only been here for maybe 17 minutes. I mean, maybe it's different from the manager's perspective, but that's at least what I saw watching that game last night.
Well, yeah, and I think that goes to the atmosphere in the clubhouse since February, right? It's a welcoming atmosphere. It's very professional. It's guys that take care of their business day in and day out. And when I walked back in there yesterday, the mood was tremendous. I mean, it had been a, like we said, tough week, but they're ready to put that behind them, and they were ready to do that after one loss or two losses. It just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know we're a good team. We know we can compete with anybody. It's just a matter of going out there and executing. And for the one good inning last night offensively, I thought we executed well. Mm-hmm. I thought we put some good at-bats together as well and played good defense, you know, especially turning the double plays. So I think, you know, we have to do all the things well. We have to play clean baseball to beat good teams. But as far as the atmosphere and the new guys, they came in to a man, just tell us what you need us to do to help win. And, you know, they've been through this. Tommy Pham and Robbie Grossman played in the World Series last year. Tommy's been in the playoffs. Robbie's been in the playoffs. You know, we're getting guys that know, you know, Gurriel's been in the playoffs, won the World Series a couple of times. These guys know what's going on. It's not sit me down and tell me what everything I need to do minute by minute. They know how to be professionals, and they are.
Speaking of winning the playoffs, there's a pretty big game tonight in the same parking lot that you play baseball in. Any of the guys that, you know, you don't have to tell any secrets, any of the guys you know that might be attending this game tonight with all the excitement that is for the opening of the NFL season, or is it strictly?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have a decent number of guys going. I don't know for sure how many or whatever, but I know they love to support the Chiefs. I know it's a huge thing. It's a great atmosphere. So I would imagine there'll be a decent turnout from our guys.
Are you upset that they took Rob Riggle to hit the drum and not you? I mean, like, hey, what you're doing over there in the parking lot, you should be banging the drum on opening night.
I didn't know that. I'm not, but no, I am not offended in the least.
Okay, so when you guys win the World Series, the first home game after that, I believe, is the Denver game, like around the 10th of November. Then we'll have you bang the drum, and you can celebrate and have the World Series trophy there.
All right, I'll sign up for that.
All right, I've booked it. I'll make a few phone calls. I know a few people over there. I'll get word out that we want to get this done. In fact, they're monitoring for the Kingdom franchise show, so they'll know it's on there. This though is to me a big night for your team as well, because they're going to go over there. They're going to see the banner getting dropped. They're going to see the atmosphere that is a celebration of a championship. And I know that's going to stick with them, because I've talked to guys over the years in both organizations. When the Chiefs saw the Royals win and that impacted them, and when some of the Royals saw, you know, the Chiefs win, how it's going to impact them, like, there is that synergy. You want it to be yours. I think it's an important game for your guys to see all that pregame stuff, to know, oh my God, if we do this in 2 months, what's it going to be like at Kauffman Stadium? Like, I get goosebumps thinking about that kind of stuff, because I know how special October baseball has been here in Kansas City, even though we don't have it a lot and haven't had it a lot. But I think tonight could be a very impactful night for a lot of your guys to see that celebration.
Yeah, I certainly couldn't disagree with that. I mean, you know, that the nature of baseball, you know, we're still in September, so we can't be thinking about October until we manage to play a good baseball in September. So that's the mindset I want our guys to have, but they should certainly enjoy watching that and appreciating what the Chiefs did and have done now for a couple of years. I mean, it's really a remarkable run they're on, and it's certainly what everyone strives for, but you can't put the cart before the horse and start thinking about celebrating in October or November before you win games in September. So they can do both. These guys understand what the day-to-day baseball grind is, but they also understand that what their goals are as well.
Yeah, and you know, look, that's kind of Kansas City in a nutshell, though. Everybody feeds off of everybody. Everybody loves everybody up, and a lot of people are sending their condolences to you and your family as well on our text line, and I've heard from a lot of people tell Q, you know, we're passing along our condolences. So, I mean, you're only in your second year here. You're winning some baseball games, but, man, I can feel the love that this city is already developing for you, my man.
I agree. I couldn't be more appreciative of that. I love it here. My family loves it here. The people have been welcoming, and it's been a great experience so far, and hopefully we're just scratching the surface, you know. But as far as the personal aspect of it, I've gotten tons and tons of texts and well wishes and messages from all different avenues, so I certainly appreciate that. I know my mother would appreciate that. You know, my family as well.
Yeah. Love that.
Well, enjoy tonight's game. Enjoy this off day, and then enjoy beating up on the Twins over the weekend.
No doubt.
I like it.
Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I like it. All right, guys. Thank you.
You got it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.